This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. India has evacuated more than 300 students from Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in China, where hundreds of Indians attend universities. After landing in New Delhi today, the travelers were taken to two quarantine facilities set up by the Indian Army. The plan is to keep them under observation for 2 weeks. 2 days ago, India confirmed its first case of coronavirus in the southern state of Kerala, a student apparently infected in China. The AP's Jennifer King reports on the new U.S. stance on the virus, proclaiming it a national emergency.
At a White House briefing that included other top officials, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry to the U.S. of foreign nationals believed to be at risk of transmitting the virus.
The risk of infection for Americans remains low. And with these and our previous actions, we are working to keep the risk low.
Americans returning from anywhere in China will be allowed into the country, but will face screening and be required to undertake 14 days of self-isolation. Americans returning from Hubei province, the center of the outbreak, will be placed in mandatory quarantine. The announcement came not long after health officials issued a federal quarantine order to continue monitoring Americans who've been staying at a Southern California military base since they were evacuated from Wuhan, China. I'm Jennifer King.
The World Health Organization is praising China's information sharing on the virus. The WHO's Gaudin Galen is posted there.
It has mobilized the whole of government, set up a joint prevention task force, made scientific achievements in record-breaking time and shared them with the rest of the world.
Great Britain today is a former member of the European Union. The formal separation happened just before midnight Friday. Those who had long awaited Brexit after the 2016 referendum that approved it celebrated, while protests came from opponents who warn of a difficult road ahead. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.